producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, the charts for the week of February the 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you will find at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, and you can find Michael Harrison, who does a weekly podcast that is there as well, here, there, and everywhere. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. You are the man.
We are all ubiquitous.
Yes, we are.
A great word, ubiquitous. Two words I like, ubiquitous and prolific.
Really?
Yes.
You are a ubiquitous, prolific person.
Yeah, I don't just mean me. I mean all of us.
Yes,
everybody is. Everybody is ubiquitous and prolific.
Right.
Ubiquitous means you're everywhere. Prolific means you're constantly churning out stuff.
Yeah, remember the old Chicken Man? He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those great old radio
things.
Yes, that
is.
I'll bet you. Hey, anybody out there
listening? Doesn't remember it.
Right. Anybody out there listening to this? Yeah. If you're over 80 years old,
no,
go
we
Google,
remember it, and we're long ways from that.
Yeah, go Google Chicken Man.
Right.
And,
yeah,
and you'll hear what fun top 40 radio sounded like back in the 60s.
Yep, ain't so much fun anymore. We'd like to make it a little bit more fun. Conversation radio, let's make it fun. We'll find out how much fun there is in the list, because Michael is right now going to go through the top topics of the week and the people who have made the list of the top 10 as well. Please, Michael!
Here we go.
Away.
These are the stories that we've been talking about this past week on News Talk Radio, on radio stations across America, similar to the one you're listening to right now. At number 10, the Zika virus. At number 9, Obama's Gitmo closure plan. The Kalamazoo killer at number 8. The Oscars boycott is at number 7. At number 6, immigration and refugee policies. At number 5, the Syria conflict and Russian military involvement. At number 4, ISIS threatens Zuckerberg and Dorsey. Scalia's replacement battle underway at number 3. Number 2, Apple versus the FBI. And number 1, the big one, the giant topic, the one that encompasses everything, the one that permeates conversation both on and off the radio, at the water cooler and over dinner tables, the presidential race. The most talked about people, Jason Dalton at 10, John Kerry at 9, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at 8. And number 7, Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Tim Cook. Number 5, Bernie. Number 4, Hillary. Number 3, Ted and Marco. Number 2, Donald. And number 1, POTUS.
Right. It always makes me want to go to the bathroom every time I hear that, for whatever the reason.
I've got a very bad case of POTUS, Doug. What should
I do? Yes, please. And Zuckerberg and Dorsey sound like a morning radio team, don't they?
Hey, Zuckerberg and Dorsey. Chicken Man.
Yes, all those good things. All right, so let's dissect some of this. Maybe we start at the top, maybe we start at the bottom. We don't normally follow any beginning or end or top to bottom here. Although the presidential race at this point, you know, the headline reads, turns nasty. It's been sort of nasty back and forth. But what I find very interesting is we were just talking as we began about how much fun we had as radio people, especially if we were jocks during the heyday of music radio. And those of us who went into the talk world brought with us, I suppose maybe skill is a word, we brought with us some of the material and the attitudes that it took to make for entertaining conversation. A lot of that has gone bye-bye because of the seriousness and the way the political world has functioned in controlling what is on most of the talk radio venues around today. And I think what I'm thinking, you see, people are going to throw things at the radio when I say this. There's a lot of corruption in our country today. We see it in politics. You see it in the Supreme Court, for example, what's coming out about Antonin Scalia and his trips paid for by the people that were oftentimes being heard in front of the Supreme Court. In fact, the last gig that he took when he died was paid for by a guy who had had business in the previous months before the Supreme Court. So that's pretty corrupt, and the power and the offer to do these things pretty corrupting. You see it with the congressmen and the senators, and the vote, for example, this week, one of the big votes in the Senate is for the so-called DARK Act, which is aimed at keeping you as a consumer from knowing what kind of food you're buying. It's yet another attempt at doing that by Monsanto and Cargill and ADM and DuPont and all of them. So you get right down to it, and you listen to things like you wonder about Mitt Romney, why he came up with that business about Trump's tax return when he was more or less guilty of the same thing. Does nobody remember?
It takes one to know one.
Any of this stuff? Yeah. And you know, there's a corruption, and these people think that they're immune from it.
Well, you got a lot of pots calling their kettles black, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now, that politics has descended deeper than the mud.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen it this low in modern times.
Well, we always say it's never been lower, and then it gets lower.
Yes.
We can't imagine it getting any worse than this, and it gets worse.
Yeah, it's really crazy, but it is getting lower. When people start accusing each other of things that they, when people play dirty with each other, you know, there's a certain honor that you're supposed to have among thieves and criminals.
Yeah, right.
And you know, these guys now are forced because of Trump. Trump really is the guy that made this happen, that
mm-hmm.
took it to this new dimension.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's just going to throw at you everything they know about you at any given moment, regardless of any kind of agreement or honor or, you know, rules of the game, then it becomes really ugly because everybody has ugly stuff.
Yeah. Well, thought it was interesting. Ben Carson said, "Would somebody please attack me?"
Yeah, it was very funny. That is the funniest. That was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
I have a different respect and regard for him. He's not going to make a president, but I think he's a very decent guy, frankly. And nice to get to know him through this process, actually. Michael Harrison, speaking of process, is here every week at this time. For this hour, we review the items that are in the big story category and the people category, and then go off into discussions of other things that would happen on some of the better news talk radio programs and stations with some of the really good hosts. We continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project, our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, this is Rocket Mortgage. Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We were talking a bit about the Scalia replacement. Number 3 this week in the countdown is the back and forth, the push-pull. The Republicans in the Senate say, we're not going to hear from anybody. And then Obama is kind of coy and cute. Apparently he's going to nominate a Republican governor. And so then the Republicans can't say, oh, we're going to ignore this. How are they going to do that? Which is a fairly smart chess move on the president's part, you think?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, it depends on who the governor is, and it depends on whether it's a total political move or whether or not the people of the United States are going to have a good Supreme Court justice or one that's put there for nefarious political reasons.
Do we have any good, and the 8 that are remaining, are there any really good justices?
That's a terrible thing to ask me. I guess some of them have some good in them. I think what we have to really be concerned about is the system, mm-hmm. whether or not it should be a lifetime appointment,
mm-hmm.
With people living.
How is that determined? Is that somebody looked at? Is that it's constitutional? It's okay to have somebody in there for life? Is that how they made that decision?
I think that they would have to. I don't have the Constitution in front of me, and so I plead ignorant as to the details of this lifetime aspect.
Uh-huh.
But I think it comes down to the lifetime appointment. I think that the Supreme Court has become extremely political. They are politicians. Whether it's always been that way or not, I don't know because I haven't been around for all time. But sometimes I think maybe it's always been the way we think it is just now. But the fact is, it's way too political, and it comes down to legislating from the bench. You're supposed to just interpret the Constitution and understand that there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Just put a good judge in there. But they're not doing that anymore. We've become so polarized politically the Supreme Court is just a tool of either side.
Right. And then you get Citizens United. You get the other political. You get George Bush as president instead of Al Gore. All that completely corrupt. It's just corrupt. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to, you talk about corruption. Look at the Teapot Dome scandal. Look back to the era in the 1870s and 80s and 90s. Corruption was rampant.
I remember I had just been starting my radio career then, and I remember talking about the Teapot Dome incident.
Right. Well, anybody who knows anything about the history of the country hopefully would know about that. But that's another problem. People and their expectations, the reason people vote the way they do, it would seem, is because they don't have a lot of education. When it comes to the system, anybody who understands the system knows the primaries are as important, if not more important, than the general election, because that's where you really weed through the potential candidates.
Yeah, and it almost makes you want to go back to the smoke-filled room boss-driven.
Right, and that's what the Teapot Dome scandal was all about. The boss war, the ward bosses and the city bosses and some of these guys that were, they then became the big union leaders, all that kind of stuff was from early days of political corruption. Now we have the modern days of political corruption. 21 after the hour on today and this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Michael Harrison. We're here discussing the items of interest in the world of News Talk Radio. Fascinating things. Technology. Almost every week now, Michael, there is something that's related to technology because it's such an important part of our lives. This week, the buzz is on Apple and the FBI and trying to get the that iPhone that was owned by the city of San Bernardino and being used by the killer, trying to get the information from inside it. I'm told by some technologists that this is the usual government making something out of nothing when, in fact, they could pretty easily get it apart, have Apple do whatever it is and give them the information. But then the other people on the other side say, well, all the FBI is trying to do is make it so they can get into everybody's phone and Obama can listen to all of our conversations.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of truth to everything there.
Yes, there is.
Well, yeah. I mean, we privacy, you know, the door knocking in the middle of the night, the phone knocking in the middle of the night. We are so vulnerable now to having our privacy absolutely disappear. And what kind of a world would that be if every conversation and every word were accessible to the politicians and to the state?
Mm-hmm.
If you had no privacy, I mean, go back and read George Orwell's 1984. There was a camera on every room. Mm-hmm. People would crawl to the sides of the room. They would find dead spots in their homes where they could talk to each other maybe and not have the camera see them. How different is that than now?
Was that Orwell's book? Which one was it? Had all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others.
The
was that
animal?
1984? Well, that was the
Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense because it was pigs.
1984. Really is amazing to read now.
Mm-hmm.
Endless war, never knowing who the good guys are, the bad guys.
Right.
But this constant
hello, welcome to 2016.
You know, but the constant observation by the government, but we don't even have the constant observation of the government. We have the constant observation now of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When you say technology is important, that's the understatement of all time. I mean, technology is changing our lives. It's changing how we're wired. It's changing our minds. It's changing how we operate as a species. We are evolving into something else. And this combination of biology and technology is changing what we are, who we are, and how we operate as a species. So this is the most important thing of everything going on right now, is how technology is changing our wiring, our nervous systems, our sociology, our politics. And it comes down to the word privacy. The privacy is gone, and I don't know how you can get it back. And without privacy, you cannot have freedom. There cannot be freedom if there's no privacy.
So you're saying our days as a free society are over?
On a certain level, yes.
Mm-hmm.
On a certain level, yes.
I agree with you.
We have to use ingenuity, intelligence, creative thinking, and diligence and vigilance to avoid it going in the worst possible direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really, it's. I don't like the word fear or scary or any of those things, but it's frustrating. Maybe that's the best way. When you, I in another life, another part of my life, I'm a family farmer, and the government's just into everything. And people in small businesses tell me the same thing all around the country, all the time. Whenever there's a discussion of businesses, people are just fed up with the government sticking their nose into everything. And what do they think they're producing by doing this? I mean, they're just slowing everything down in an era when we need to have more going, ramping up, because you got a big, huge debt that has to be paid off. I just wonder how people are thinking, and what really is it simpler than we think, and they really do want to take over and make this a socialist sort of communist paradise. Who knows? We'll pause as Michael and I continue with another half hour of conversation. The Oscar is up next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Good morning, Jane.
Wow, you're glowing.
You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night long!
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases, or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
The hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. If you go to the talkers.com website, you will see prominently featured the weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out. This week, Michael interviews Don Imus, who's been on the radio for a long time. He is an icon. Most people know when you say Imus, you know who he's talking about. That is, when Michael, anybody who's talking about Imus, know who he is. So what'd you get out of him? What do you think is the most interesting part of your conversation with him?
There's a lot of interesting parts about the conversation, and I encourage anybody who's listening who enjoys radio to check it out. It's one of my favorite of all the podcasts of the Up Close and Far Out series. But he talks 9 years later about the Rutgers women's basketball controversy, and where he called them nappy-headed hoes and wound up losing his job at CBS and on NBC's MSNBC. He lost two big jobs as a result of that and was the national bad boy for a while, and then he got picked up by Citadel Broadcasting, which became Cumulus Broadcasting, and he's been there ever since.
But he's been a bad boy off and on for most of his career. That's how he got started in Cleveland. Yeah. He's a bad boy.
But basically he says in this, and I don't want to give too much of it away because he really reveals a lot about himself. He says that he regrets that he attacked those girls, and that ever since then he has learned that if you want to be a satirist, if you want to attack people, if you want to insult people, you better insult people or make fun of people. That was the word he used. He didn't use insult. If you want to make fun of people, you should make fun of people who deserve to have to be made fun of, as opposed to people that are innocent. And it changed him in that regard, because he used to make fun of everybody. He was brutally cruel.
Yeah, he was
on the air.
Really mean. Mean-spirited. Yeah.
So he said he learned a lesson about that. But it's interesting. He's a funny guy. On one level, he's a nasty guy.
Yeah.
on another level, he's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
He's worked on behalf of children, supporting children with cancer. And so he's a complicated personality, very difficult to interview. And
how so?
He's not somebody that necessarily doesn't play ball. He's not cordial.
So he was nasty to you.
No, he wasn't nasty to me at all. He was quite respectful of me.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
As well he ought to be. But
if he was nasty, I'd be nasty back, or I wouldn't run the damn thing.
I mean, the way of putting it. Yeah.
You know, but, no, he was nice. He was as nice to me as I'm as can be.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't like, oh, Michael, how are you? It's so nice to talk. No, no.
No.
You know, so, we gave him the Humanitarian of the Year Award. We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is going to be presented at the convention in May.
Right. Yeah.
And he says he's not going to come for the Idiotic Award.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Idiotic Award.
I said, why not? He said, well, I'm flattered. I'm happy I got it, but I just don't want to go. I don't want to sit down and have to make a speech.
What a lazy... I don't know. It's just being that way to be that way. Some people really are that way. Mm-hmm. And why it is, the next question is, because maybe there are so many different types of people in the world, there's an audience for that. People like that sort of thing. It's never been my cup of tea. I've run across him. He's actually said some nice things about me on the air. I don't have anything bad to say about him. I just don't get what makes people want to listen to that. Is it a reflection of their own lives? My life is miserable, so I'll listen to somebody who sounds like he's having a miserable life, too?
Well, I don't know. Don Rickles made a great career out of that. There was a fellow before Rickles named Jack E. Leonard. You may remember him when you were a kid.
Yes, big mouth, big white... Wide teeth, yeah.
And he was an insult artist. And then, of course, there was Howard Stern, there's Imus on the radio. And now you got Donald Trump, who has turned politics into an insult reality show. And look at the ratings. People are loving watching politics as theater, and the media is eating it up.
What does Imus think? I know he likes Trump, they're friends, but what does he think of his chances?
He thinks Trump is going to be elected president.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that he might be. Not necessarily go that way, but you know, you look around and you see how the public is so. And I wonder if you talk to him about that, or does he feel like he's a barometer of what's going on? Does he feel like he has a sense of the pulse of the people who listen to him? Does he pay attention?
No, he would. I didn't ask him that, but he would answer like, "I don't care about that. I don't worry about what people think." He likes Trump because Trump was able to get an ice skating rink built real fast in Central Park in 6 weeks that the city couldn't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he gets things done.
He respects that.
And when I brought up the topic that I think Trump is sort of a shock jock in the political world, he had no idea what I was talking about.
Really?
Does he see himself as that?
Does Imus reflect on himself that way?
He did not get it at all. He said he was stymied.
Really?
I said, how do you, as a guy that's been called a shock jock and an insult artist and a guy who's been doing this for years, how do you feel when Trump uses your techniques in the political debates and in the political arena? And he didn't know what I was talking about. He says, no, Trump is a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't buy into the fact that Trump was on Apprentice and all that. He says that's just a byproduct of this guy's a successful businessman. He's able to get people to put his name on buildings he doesn't even own.
Imus
buys into the idea that because Trump is a successful businessman, he would be a successful president.
And you don't buy into that.
I personally, no, I don't buy into that at all. Are you kidding me?
Mm. I find it interesting to get these various perspectives. This is what a good conversation, in my estimation, my pejorative is, that the conversations that we have on the air that are entertaining are ones that bring in all sides, all kinds of people, every possible thought you could register on the Richter scale, and throw them all together, and you've got something. Doesn't have to be a wrestling match. It just has to be an idea fest. And some people have wonderful, fun ideas. Some of the people listen to these programs, you know as well as I do, some of these podcasts now that are coming around that are on the same channel with you at Podcast One. Some of these people never have had radio experience before, but they have interesting things to say, or their car wrecks, or whatever it is. I think about the people that at Podcast One, you're the most sane person there.
Yeah, I'm the Walter Cronkite.
Yes,
Podcast One.
yes, you are, Michael. That's very true. All right, so we'll pause for a moment. Then I want to talk with you about the Oscar boycott or the Oscars. By the time we get to the end of the weekend, it would be a lot of things. I'm betting that next week at this time we'll be talking about Chris Rock and what he's had to say, or what he's preparing to say, or what he would have said at that point in time about the problems that black people have in the entertainment world, and is that really real, and is it something that we talk about with respect on talk radio, or is it not something that we... Is there a different slant on it when the host of the radio program is Al Sharpton than if the host of the radio program is Doug Stephan or Michael Harrison? Let's delve into that in a matter of moments here. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon...
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hi, I'm Lisa Givens. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a brutal reality for more than 5 million Americans. No one knows that better than their caregivers and families who suffer too. Research is needed to find treatments and cures faster. You can help fight Alzheimer's disease by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org. Brain Health Registry collects vital research information online for free. So do your part. I'm doing mine.
Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org.
Did you know Leap Day is coming up? Leap Day happens every 4 years on February 29th. So the wait is over, and so's your wait for savings. Everyone loves a deal, and now's a great time to give yourself or your family a way to save. Did you know for just $35 a month, Total Wireless provides unlimited talk and text, plus 2.5 gigabytes of data with service on America's most dependable network, all with no contract. And that also means no contract family plans, which start with 2 lines and 5 gigabytes of shared data across devices at $60 a month. And right now at Walmart, get a new LG 22 phone for as low as $39.88. Need extra data for your extra day this year? Total Wireless has you covered with the flexibility to add more data as needed. For just $10, you can add 1.5 gigabytes of carryover data that never expires with active service. So leap into extra savings this year with Total Wireless. For terms and conditions, visit TotalWireless.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
46 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Oscars. Time we get to the end of the weekend, we'll know who the winners are, but for sure there will be no black winners because there were no black nominees, and that became a big thing on a lot of the programs hosted by the likes of guys like Al Sharpton, who want to have a boycott. And I frankly am one who believes in boycotts. I believe in protests. I believe in anarchy. I believe in shutting the system down. But I'd like to think there was a good reason for it, and I'm not sure this is a good reason. I mean, when you look around at the entertainment world, Michael, there are lots of music awards that bring black people in a disproportionate number to whites. So as somebody put it on my program, it's a head-scratcher. But this is something that has gotten a lot of attention on the air, some of it positive, some of it negative. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, it gets a lot of attention because it's easy to deal with. It's colorful and it's confrontational and it's sensational. So it gets a lot of attention, but it's a head scratcher. Whoever said it's a head scratcher, I second that emotion. Claims of bias in show business and sports and areas like that where it really is to a large part on merit. And there is bias in politics in all of these awards. I mean, not just black people. White people have been screwed for years in the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
It's a political thing. It's very political. So sometimes it overlaps, and suddenly there may not be black people getting their fair share. So it looks like it's because they're black. It really isn't necessarily that. It's because of a whole other set of corruption and unfair aspects to these things.
So, yeah, another organization that's corrupt.
Yeah, but the Oscars is private. It's a private industry thing. It's not government. It's not the church. It's not. Come on, grow up. Anything that's private will have its own set of politics and its own set of popularity contests. And,
But you see, people think differently. They sort of, because of the way the news media is these days, and then the support media like the talk radio media, we tend to make things pretty clear. There's not a gray line between what people think is right and wrong, what's black and white, what's up and down, rich and poor, all of those things. There are no blurry lines, and yet it's all blurred. There seems to be distinct, like you know where some hosts are in terms of some issues, and you know what other hosts are in terms of some of the issues. Like with me, my issue is the agricultural demise in our country, the family farmer, and there were things happening this week that made tremendous impact on my radio program having to do with your food choices. And I'm wondering out loud why nobody is asking the candidates about this dark bill that's gone before the Senate that will prohibit all the states taking away the rights of the states to label food so you know where it comes from or whether it's got GMO content or not. That's become, yet there are no candidates. This is the most important thing, I think, for people in this country is to be able to choose the food that they want. When you take that away from them, you will see dancing in the street, or not dancing. You'll see all kinds of upset, discord, protest, because this is something that's really important to us. So you can say, are the Oscars that important to be protesting?
Yeah.
It's a way
but the Oscars are more entertaining than government regulations about food.
Yeah.
Here's what it comes down to. Our priorities are screwed up. What we talk about, what we worry about, and more importantly, what the news covers as front page news, secondary news, tertiary news, is out of sync with reality and what is truly important. We concern ourselves and we become emotionally involved with, we meaning people, issues that are not necessarily in the proper order of importance to our lives.
Mm-hmm. Important to our lives. But your life is different than my life. So what's important
to me? We have certain things in common. We're eating food. We're breathing the same air.
Yes.
We drink the same water. We live on the same planet. Mm-hmm. We drive on the same roads. We are made of the same DNA. We're related. We're connected.
Thank you, Deepak Chopra. We are. That's what his new book is all about, how we are all from, I'll tell you the fascinating story. We don't have time to tell it now, about what NASA is doing next, sending a robotic spaceship up out to Mars to get onto a piece of graphite, an old asteroid. Man, is that fascinating. I'd love to talk about that. But boys and girls, we're out of time on The Countdown with Michael Harrison.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep moving here with the Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, somebody who's an expert on scams, identity theft, and whenever there's a question that comes up, legalese, when it comes to the items that are on the countdown each week. I'd like to get to Stephen's expertise and his opinion about things. So we could start with the number two issue this week, Stephen, the Apple FBI thing. I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on the radio. Have a lot of opinions about this. It's, to me, this is much ado about nothing, because it would seem to me if the FBI didn't have skullduggerous intentions, they could say to Apple, okay, please open this up, please give us the contents, and have a nice day. But no, they want to seemingly have control over everybody's iPhone, using this as a way to wedge their way in. Am I on solid ground?
I don't think so. I think you had it right at the initial statement, because what the FBI, this is, I gotta say, the FBI has a rather checkered history, but frankly, the present director, James Comey, is cut from a different cloth, and he's pretty good as far as respecting rights and not abusing that agency, which has been abused and used to abuse citizens for so many years. And in fact, what he did say was just pretty much what you're saying, is don't give us the code. All we have a search warrant. We have a statute that goes back to the 1700s, but still applies, where we can compel your cooperation. Don't tell us anything. Just unlock this phone and give. And actually, it's just even unlocking the phone so that the FBI can then apply its software to try and break the password without taking the risk of having the information destroyed if you put in the wrong password. password right away. So they're really trying very hard not to respond to that thing, the argument that we're trying to spy on everyone and we want that kind of power. So I think ultimately they will be successful in the courts, and I think it's a legitimate thing here to get this kind of limited information, the same as with a search warrant of a phone company. But this whole larger issue about encryption and privacy is one that needs to be dealt with. And frankly, Comey testifying this week said to Congress, you need to put some laws into effect that can balance out people's rights of privacy with the rights of legitimate limited law enforcement.
Anybody listening?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, when you get right down to it, these people, there's another issue that sort of I want to slide into from where we are here, the so-called DARK Act, which is something that was introduced in the Senate. The House has voted it. Basically curbs all states from being able to identify whether there are GMOs on their labels in the food that they're selling.
Yeah.
It shows you the power, the huge power and influence of the huge agribusinesses and the drill from Monsanto and Dow and DuPont, all these people, because that's all this serves. It doesn't serve the public. Doesn't give...
Absolutely. This is just another shining example of what happened in the Citizens United
right.
case,
yep.
Whereby you can buy the best government money can buy, and not only do you buy it, but you can cover up where the money's coming from.
Yep.
As
Tax.
Far as influence, it is just, it's an abomination, this law. It is so anti-consumer, and it's another example where some states have been acting responsibly, and then they attempt to get usurped by a federal government that's been bought off by big interests. It's just a horrible, horrible thing.
It really is outrageous. And this is the kind of stuff, see, I'm a protester. I don't want to protest. I don't give a damn about the Oscars and whether they're black people. I don't, but there's nothing that's life-saving or threatening about that. But there are plenty of other things that we ought to all get together on, no matter what, because there are universal things that are just plain wrong.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that, because my wife and I had that very discussion this morning when we were criticizing so much of the media focusing on the issue of racial bias in the Oscars. And there may be something there, there may not.
Right.
But the fact that it gets that kind of attention when there are so many more critical, important things that we should be talking about, I think is a bad commentary on mainstream media.
Well, it tells you also how people's priorities have been so distorted by using all of the media that is in front of us, the news media, social media, the other kinds of media that become a part of what we're exposed to by using these devices. They've taken away the ability of people to think or reason through things, because you don't have to. Everything's right in front of you. Hit a button, you got this information, that information. So people are not rallied around to the cause. But when you tell them they can't eat something, that's when the revolution begins, I think, anyway. All right, revolutionary lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here, 59 past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.